Hi, everyone. That is
loud. Yeah, it's loud.
Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to blow an eardrum. Let's go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. We are joined by Dale Earnhardt Jr., the car-winning owner. If you have a question for Dale, please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless mic with to you. We will start in the back and then come to the front and then go back to the back again.
Justin Allgaier has raced with JRM for quite some time now. Would you say this is the best he's ever been in one of your cars?
Maybe he's always been this good, and we just weren't quite aware. First off, hello to all the journalists and content creators in the room. It's really remarkable, I think, to see Justin continue to be successful, and he's had a lot of great crew chiefs that he's worked with, and won the championship with Jim, and they were a great pair, had a lot of great success, I've always, privately, with Kelly, I've always said, man, Justin's just our dependable guy. Every week, we have other cars that are fast and other drivers that are young, and there's a lot of excitement around them. And but Justin is just dependable. He's going to run good every week, and some days better than other car. Some days he'll be our best car, but he'll always be a solid race car. And I feel like he's been the cornerstone of the company, and his success and consistency has helped stabilize us throughout some tough times. And so I'm wondering if we just didn't really know how good he was. And Overstreet had a tough year last year. It was hard to really handicap him as a crew chief. I worked with his brother Tyler. I love the Overstreets. Me and Tyler go way back. He was a PR guy with me and worked with me for years. And so Tyler's wife is now working with us at Junior Motorsports, Morgan. So the Overstreet family is very important to me. I want them to have success. So this was a very nerve-wracking winter when we put them together, wondering if this was going to work. And it's exceeded. I don't know what expectations I had, but it's just really surprised me. Really, really surprised me. And Overstreet's gaining so much confidence, and so that's good too. So because I think they can extract more out of themselves, right, as he gains more and more confidence and they continue to build their notebook. So I don't know what Justin wants to do in terms of retirement or racing more. I think this new point system would encourage a driver to add years to their career, right? It's a system where, right or wrong, you might feel like you have a little more control over your destiny as a driver, so that would maybe lengthen some careers, which I think is nice. And he's having such a good year this year, so I'm hoping that he's excited about maybe sticking around for a little while. But he's earned whatever decision he makes, and he's been such a great. I haven't even spoken about his off-track stuff, how he is with partners, fans. He's well-liked by all of his peers and competitors. He's taken a bunch of, he's had to bite his tongue. We've had a lot of young guys come through our camp, I'll say, and they do some things that don't always work out in Justin's favor on the racetrack, and I've had to, put my arm around him and go, man, you're the veteran here. You got to kind of teach these kids up, and so he's had to put up with some tough stuff too, and be fresh professional in some moments when I wouldn't have blamed him for throwing a fit. But so it's been a lot of fun working with him, and so I'm enjoying the success that he's had this year, and it was really a surprise to me.
And then last year you won with Zilich as the crew chief here, another year in victory lane at Pocono with the family. I remember you talked about some good stories that came out of that day. Any good stories of that special experience with your family and the team and everything in victory lane from today?
My girls are going to not appreciate this, but last year we got to victory lane and Nicole was mad and Isla was all about it. holding the flag in the photos with the trophy, all of the things. Nicole wanted nothing to do with it. She stood over on the side and pouted. Today it was the opposite. Nicole was up on the stage holding the flag, and Isla was upset. I told all the drivers at the start of the day, I said, my girls are here, no pressure, but man, we, you know, when they came last year, we got to victory lane. They want to do that again. They really enjoyed that. And I told Justin, and he said, hey, if I win, she can ride in the car. And I was like, okay. I don't think they will, but he's up there during the burnout, and we're booking it down pit road because we were in stall 5 on the 88 box, and we're booking it down pit road. And I'm like, man, do I take one of them out there? If one's willing to go, do I even take them out there? Because I don't know what they'll do. But Nicole goes out there. She's like, yeah, I'll ride in the car. So I got in there, and she sat on my lap, and she rode and held the flag. She loved it, just loved it. So core memory, and all possible because of Justin. So just very thankful.
Congrats on the win. Thanks, yes. Dale.
Hey, Dale. Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win.
Yeah.
You spoke about the mentorship standpoint with Justin Allgaier with the younger drivers and the relationship that he continues to foster with partners. But for the JRM brand in general, and also just for the drivers themselves, when you look at the day-to-day operations of your organization, just could you speak more to the impact that Justin continues to have just outside the accomplishments on the racetrack?
Yeah, he's a stabilizing factor with partners, because we share partners across all our cars and all our drivers, and they all get an experience with Justin, and they all sort of see what the standard is in terms of how they're treated and how they're handled at the racetrack, and he's A-plus on all that stuff, and he also, I think, sets that standard for the other drivers in our camp and in our team. He's very thoughtful about doing some extra things for the company, you know, bringing breakfast or lunch for the team after wins, things like that go a long way toward morale. The guys that are all at the shop that don't travel want to feel appreciated, want to feel a part of the success, and he's good at that. So he just sets great examples. So it kind of spreads throughout the team. I've said it a million times, but he is exactly what you'd want in talent and in personality, performance, in and out of the car. He's exactly what you need if you're an owner. And we have, you know, I would hate to imagine where JR Motorsports would be had he not been part of our history and our story. It would have been much, much more difficult. So he brings Brent along board, their relationship. It's a package deal, right? So Rick is Justin's guy, and Justin is Rick Brandt's guy, and so that's been very, very helpful for us for sure. And today he won in the Sam Bass design that Sam drew. That was like the original sort of when Dad was going from Wrangler to the Goodwrench colors. This was a concept that Sam drew that did not get approved and never made it to the racetrack. And I've seen photos, and I've got some drawings of this car in a frame in the Dirty Mo Media studio. And so this was nice to honor Sam in a small way for his contributions to the sport and get this car out on the track and put it in victory lane. That's really cool for me. So we talked about it in victory lane. Justin's just as amped about that little story. And we had our small version of a tribute to Kyle Busch on the car as well that we worked on. So it's standing there in victory lane, seeing that on the car is a very cool emotion.
We'll go to Dustin in the back.
Dustin Lovino, J-Ski. Dale, I know this resets soon, but Justin's out to a 250-point lead now. How heavy of a championship favorite is he?
Well, I mentioned that I thought the points system plays into his favor as a driver. He's a veteran, smart decisions, fast car. In most cases, you know, I don't want to snake, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but in most cases, he's the guy that's going to get the points and be smart about how he runs his races and maximizes days. And you know, this series doesn't have a ton of veterans that are like that. Now there's some young kids that are fast, crazy good, very talented, going to be successful, win tons of races. But I think Justin has an advantage just because of his he's got one in the bank. Man, having that championship in your pocket is, I don't know, it just makes you a little more dangerous, a little more settled, a little calmer, a little less irrational on the racetrack, on late restarts and stuff like that. I just like where he is in his career and with his accomplishments and all the success he's had in a point system like this to be able to put together a great little stretch of races and outpoint most guys.
We'll go right here in the middle.
Tim Moore Motorsports today. Kenny Wallace this week kind of handed, I guess you could say, the term of the mayor over to Jeremy Clements now that he's tied the record. But when you look at Justin, he's kind of the definition of what I would define the mayor. Every driver looks up to him and wants to follow, I guess you could say, his lead of what he is as an individual. Can you speak more to what it is about Justin that drivers have that connect to him, and what is it about him that, like, everybody says, hey, I want to be like Justin Allgaier?
Well, I think that they might emulate some things about Justin, but Justin's the kind of guy that he's going to race hard. He's going to do things on restarts that are going to be impressive and put you in some bad spots, and you're going to get beat by him a few times. And they just – he earns their respect by what he does on the track. And they see him do things and go, damn, you know, that's impressive. It's the same thing when you were racing with Jimmy Johnson or another very, you know, talented race car driver. You know, I'm not comparing him to Jimmy Johnson, but I'm just saying, like, when I race with Jimmy or any, name any driver, Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, when I was out on the racetrack with them, I watched them. Mark Martin, I mean, you know, you watch their car control, what they do, and you'll see things, you know, be like, damn, there's, you know, they're that. You know, you see, you're in the position behind the wheel of a race car, you got such a unique situation to see what's happening on the racetrack versus someone in the stands or myself on a pit box or whatever. And so he's out there earning their respect by what he does on the track. He doesn't run over people. He doesn't knock people out of the way. He doesn't have to. And he gets out of the car in tough moments and difficult. He has tough conversations. He's a great, you know, he's great in those moments when there's a disagreement or an issue on the racetrack. He's good at being able to get with a guy and have that conversation and work through it. So he's I don't know. I just think that he does just about everything the right way, the way you should do it, you know. And I think he earns a lot of guys' respect for his approach to his craft and his work ethic. And he's an ambassador for – he's such an asset to NASCAR, to the Rally Series. He's such an asset and will be as long as he wants to be, even outside the car. Once he's done driving, he could continue to be a part, a very healthy, important part of the series and the sport in many ways. So whatever he wants to do.
Do you think, though, he would deserve the label of the mayor if it was given to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he is there, very similar to Burton in that way, who is the original mayor. So, I mean, he's smart about, you know, advocating for safety or whatever's necessary, and he gets in those conversations. He's not a guy that avoids or doesn't – he gets in the middle and you know, kind of you know, he's got his finger on the pulse of the series and what's important, what the drivers need, what the series needs, and he's in those conversations and interjecting himself into them, and his opinions are pretty smart, you know. And so, yeah, I think he definitely deserves that type of respect.
We'll go right over here to the left.
Hello, George Shannon from Racing Clips and Picks. You know, ever since testing was kind of banned since 2015, how important is having that veteran presence to help these young drivers get, you know, that improvement in the seats since they can't test, you know, as often as you maybe used to back in your young career?
Yeah, I think it's great to have a veteran in your garage, in your shop. It helps them, I think, become better race car drivers because Justin doesn't make a lot of bad decisions, and you know, doesn't run his car into the wall and things like that. It happens every now and then, but everybody's going to do that. Every driver's going to do that. But I can confidently sit down with a guy and go, hey, look, these are some things you need to clean up, and here's a great example of a guy who's doing it the right way and the way I need you to do it. And without Justin there, I can't ask for that standard, or I can't, you know, he's such a great example for me to go, hey, look at how he did this and how he treated a partner before a race, or how he showed up in an appearance and had himself together, and how he shook hands with everybody and smiled and how his demeanor was. And so he's, even in the car or outside the car, he's a great way for me to leverage the younger guys into doing things the way you need them to do. And so, you know, as far as the sim work and testing and so forth, I mean, that's really what practice and testing is today, is going to the simulator, and he's in there working on all that and trying to do his best. And all of his information is an open book, how he drives a car, what he likes about the car. So he's good for these guys, and they got to be smart enough to tap into it. You know, man, when I was racing with Jimmy, who at the time was the greatest guy in the series, I looked at his race cars, I looked at everything he did to the cockpit of his cars, I looked at everything he ate, drank, everything he did, trying to see if I needed to emulate it and add it to what I was trying to do. So the guys that are in the garage with him have to want to, you know, pick apart things that they think they could use.
Do we have any final questions for Dale?
All right. Thank y'all.